Blog Talk Radio. and shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, glory. Now, come on, church. Praise the Lord, everybody, because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Let's give it to him right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for redeeming us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, for this every day, oh God, that you've given us, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, church. Give God our praise going on right now. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for giving your angels charge and over us, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a song I was listening to this morning. All she kept saying was, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When you get in that place of just thanks, a praise of thanksgiving, a prayer of thanksgiving, just thanking God, amen, then you're trusting God for all that you've already petitioned in prayer, knowing that God will do it, knowing that God is able, that he is willing to do it for you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for all the good things in our life, amen, for you are the creator of all things good. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence right now. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we can thank you enough. But yet still, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy and have an abundance to overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. And that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. That your perfect love casting out all fear in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through all adversities. Amen. The peace that leads us, oh God, through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you, oh Lord, for our life and for your presence in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're happy to be here today. Just shout thank you, Lord. Right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the shout, everybody. Amen. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Nelly. I thank God for you on today. Go ahead and shout and open up your mouth. Evangelist Kimberly Rappin, and give God our praise, glory, and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I call Jehovah Jireh, because I know God will provide from the north to the south, to the east, and to the west side. I don't have to live in need. I don't have to live in greed, because when God blesses, he blesses and blesses me indeed. My Elohim, a creator, without him, I wouldn't be. My Jesus died, now we all can live eternally. I say God's name so much, because I know my God is good. If you're not saying his name, I recommend you should. God bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. May God sit you. Hallelujah. We thank you for that shout today. Hallelujah. Original peace. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. However you want to shout today, shout. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sister, dinner, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Giving God our praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. If I could rap it, I'd rap it. But since I can't rap it, I'm going to say it. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to
Jesus.
God. If it had not been for you, where would I be right now today, Lord? Where would I be? I thank you for where I am. I just thank you. I thank you. No late night and early phone calls. My family's all
Amen.
Well. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep me up under your wings, Lord, and order myself and my mind, my thoughts, and my talk. I ask you that today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is good,
yes,
all the time.
Yes.
And his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, she said, I may not be able to rap it, but I can shout it. But Sister Dillon, you got to give us your favorite song. See, I'm going to keep singing that song. Lord, whatever you do in this season, don't
saying,
do it without
Lord,
me.
Whatever you do in this season, please don't do it without me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't do it without me. Don't do it without us, Father. There you go. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Dillon. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Cousin Dorita, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to shake it loose. Shake it loose. I'm free. I'm free.
Shake
I'm
it.
Free. Shake it loose. Yes, I'm free. I thank the Lord for blessing me this morning, getting me up to a brand new day. Thank the Lord I done had
Amen.
My breakfast. I'm feeling good in my body. He's so good to me.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for blessing us on this line. I have really gained a lot of strength in Jesus since I've been on these lines, Father. And I want you
Amen.
All to pray for me that I may go stronger by being in the house of the Lord and listen to his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Allow the word of God to take root and manifest in our actions. Amen. Not just hearing the word of God, amen, but becoming the word, amen, or walking epistle, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's one thing to hear the word. It's one thing to just read the word, but it's another whole thing to be a doer of his word, amen. We met a man, and I was telling everyone last night on our prayer call, if you were on with us last night, we met a man in the store last week, me and my husband, and he said to me and my husband, he said, I know the word, I've read the word. He said, now I want it to take root. He said, now I want it to take root, to take root in me. So now, the reason he said it is because now he wants to start living and walking the way that Christ has called him to walk. It's one thing to read it, it's one thing to hear it, but it's another thing to allow it to take root. Then you become that doer of the word of God. When you let it take root, and you have to, every day, you got to renew your mind. You know, you got to speak over yourself daily, amen? Speak over your mind daily. You got to decide, no, I would do this, I must say that, but no, I'm not going to operate that way. I'm going to come out of there real quick. Amen. Let it take root. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God bless you. God teach you. Sister Connie, welcome to the shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all. I'm out today having lunch with a friend, but I still have the shout on.
Hallelujah.
But I wanted to say that I did have a good doctor's report today. I just want to thank God for a good report. For
Amen.
And she was very happy. I had moved a few pounds around. She had sent me to the nutrition 3 months ago. And so they had me on not a diet, but a change of how you eat. So, and
mm-hmm.
what you eat. So, been working, I guess. I done lost 3 pounds. I mean, 5 or 6 pounds. So I'm happy, and she was happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say that I want to take a friend of mine at the bus barn, Linda Newsom. She lost her sister Wednesday to COVID. She was doing really, really well, and then all of a sudden it settled in her lungs, and she passed away. So I just want to lift up the Newsom family also today.
Yes, Lord, we come into agreement with you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come lifting up your daughter, Linda Newsom, and her family. Oh, God, we call upon you, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord of all comfort. Lord, we ask you to comfort America this time, oh, God, in their time of grief, Father God, that they will celebrate the life of their loved one in a major way, oh, God, according to your will, oh, God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Father God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Let peace come into the family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. And that's the peace that only you can give. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we touch and agree, oh, God, that you give the family that peace on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, you still there with
amen.
Me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Amen. God bless. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for that testimony. And you know, everybody need a friend like Sister Connie that's willing to go in and pray and take your name to the altar, to the righteous to pray. Amen. So we just thank God for you. God, glory to God. So I know if I'm in need of a hallelujah, that you'll take my name. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We need a friend that don't mind standing in the gap for you. Amen. We need a friend that in the time of prayer that you know that they can get a prayer through. Amen. That they're going to take your name to the altar. Amen. We need a friend that we can call that's going to, you know, right there. And they're not going to wait. If they call me back, they're going to start praying right there. Drop all that they're doing. Amen. Attend to your need. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. People stop and listen to gossip all day long. Wait, what you got to tell me? I need somebody to pray for me. See, you need a friend like that. Amen. On speed dial. Glory to God. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous avail as much. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just thank God. I'm so excited. I'm in a place of gratefulness. Hallelujah. Sister Brenda, I mean, cousin Brenda, go ahead and open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever.
Yes.
God be the glory. My shout today is for my goddaughter, Akila, who earned her doctor's degree on yesterday. I am so proud of her. She worked real hard. She kept the faith. She trusts God entirely through the whole school and everything. So we celebrate a job well done, giving God all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God
you,
be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you. God keep you. Yes, I know that you're just like Sister Connie. You know, you go pray. Everyone that's on the call that's a constant here on the show, praying women of God that will bring in our family members and loved ones to the altar to pray for us. And so I just thank God for you, and I know they do too, knowing that they can come to you knowing that you're praying and that you have your prayer wars on speed dial to go in. So God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone here on the show today. Evangelist Darvina Dudley and our sister Jordan Adams on the call because they're at work. They're on mute, but they're in attendance. And Jayla, Jayla Williams, she's on the call, and she's listening in by computer. And so we just thank God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father God, that you continue to bless God and strengthen all the women of God, oh God, that's on the call today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And my husband, he's here as well. We pray that God will continue to strengthen him, guide him, bless and protect, amen. It is my prayer that God will favor you, surprise you with his favor on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that God will keep you, amen, that you will not be tempted by the world of things of possession of people or conversation of this world, but you will be fixated on the word of God, and that you will walk according to the word of God, amen, that you will truly be blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When it's time for you to speak, that you will not speak your words, but you will speak the words that God give you to speak that will bring healing, deliverance, peace, joy, and happiness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that will draw others to him, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. I was in prayer this morning. Glory to God. I was up early in my prayer closet, and I was just worshiping God and just thanking God. And then I said, Lord, what is the word that you want me to deliver today? I mean, I read a lot. I have all these books. I have all these books at hand that I pray that God has given me because I'm an apostle, and I teach and I preach. And so I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to give today? So he took me over. I was in Hebrews, and then I was in Genesis. And so he left me in Genesis and said, give this word on the shout. And the word is this. Will you be part of the 10? Will you be part of the 10? Will you be that 10? Will you be that one in that number of 10? Will you be in that one of the number 10? I know you're asking, Pastor, what are you talking about? When we look in the book of Genesis, amen. So if you have your Bibles, all you got to do is go with me to the front of the Bible in the book of Genesis in Old Testament. In the book of Genesis in chapter 18, hallelujah, hallelujah. In chapter 18 in the book of Genesis, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. The Bible says in verse 16, and follow me here. I'm going to go a little bit slow. We have about 9 minutes here. The Bible says, then the men rose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? And since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very great, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know. Then the Bible says in verse 22, then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? And verse 24 says, suppose there were 50 righteous within the city, would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? And then verse 25 says, for be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. For be it from you, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. Then Abraham answered and said, indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there are 5 less than the 50 righteous, which destroy all of the city for the lack of the 5. Yeah. So he said, if I find there are 45, I shall not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there should be 40 found there. So he said, I will not do it for the sake of the 40. Then he said, let not the 40 be angry. Let not the Lord be angry. I will speak. Suppose 30. Come on now. He was pleading. He said, he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed now, I take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose the 20 should be found there. So he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place. I want you to know today, God did not find 10, but will you be the one in the 10 in your family? If God said, if there are 10 in the family, if there are 1 of the 10, that will it be you?
Amen.
Will it be you?
Amen.
Be the part of the 10 in your city.
Yeah.
Would it be you be a part of the 10 in your family that God can see and save the entire family, to save the entire city, to save the entire state? Would you be part of the 10?
Amen.
If he said Carol, if he said Tawanika, if he said Dorsey, if he said Kimberly, if he said Brenda Dale, if he said Darvina, if he said Jordan, if he said Doretha, if he said Connie, would you be the one of the 10 that will save your family, that will save your city, that will save your state, that will save your community? Will you be that one of the 10? Or if he said to his son Jesus, find me 10 in the family, in the Mackey family, in the Manning family, in the Rufford family, in the Williams family, in the Carter family, in the Dutney family, in the Adams family, in the Northern family, in the Green family, find me one.
Yeah.
In the 10, tell you find me one. And if so, I will save the entire family.
Amen.
I will not destroy it. When we look over in chapter 19, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Bible shows us here where Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. And I say this today on the shout. When I said that, hallelujah, people like Sister Connie that would take the name and bring it to the altar, not always praying for themselves. Sister Dillard and Dark Vina and Evangelist Kim and Cousin Brenda Gale and Sister Doretha and all, and Sister Joy, praying for others, amen, and standing in the gap and being that righteous one, and praying. The Bible says in chapter 19, verse 29, we know here that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. But in verse 19, chapter 19, verse 29, it says that, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Because of Abraham, God saved Lot. Would it be because of you that God will save the one you love? Would it be because of you that God would say, back up your family, because I'm about to destroy this place, but I'm going to save you, and I'm going to save all that's connected to you because of the love I have and your righteousness that's in you? Will it be you? Will you be the one? Will you be the one? Hallelujah. See, there's a choice we have to make. There's a choice that we have to make, everyone. I want you to understand this. Notice how God's mercy towards Abraham extended to Lot and his family, because Abraham pleaded for Lot. God was merciful and saved Lot from the fiery destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. See, a righteous person can often affect others for good, you all. See, James says that the prayers of a righteous person, hallelujah, avails much. I mean, they are powerful. So all Christians should follow Abraham's example and pray for others to be saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, somebody come on ahead. Come on. Right there, right there, right now, right now. You know, you can make a choice right now. What are you going to be? And what are you going to do? How are you going to live? Amen. How are you going to live? God. We just thank God. We see Abraham went to God, and he pleaded with God for the people. And so much, he said, if I can, he said, you know, he pleaded. We talking about all sovereign God. He said, oh, wait, don't destroy the whole thing. What if I can find? What if you find 50? Okay. Because he knew how these people were there. He knew the things they're doing. You know how people are operating, the sin, the things that they're doing. He said, okay. I understand you got to do what you got to do, but what else? I found. What did you find? See? He said, okay, well, find me. But what else? Okay, what about 40? And then, you know, you got to imagine that thing. Oh, I don't know about 40. Okay, what about 30? And then you thought about it, so I kind of went, well, because he couldn't come up with the 30. He said, okay, what about 20? So, hold on, wait a minute. Well, what about 10? He said, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Will you be the one?
Yeah.
Will you be the one?
Hallelujah.
Will you be the one? Amen. Glory to God. That is the word that I got for today for us. And I want to share with you all from my Everyday Blessings, Spiritual Refreshment for Women. Change is necessary for all. But we know one thing, that Christ does not change. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. See, your schedule fluctuates from day to day, and you have the calendar to prove it. See, decades ago, life was pretty much the same every day, especially for women. So most of what we did was for others, church and big family dinners on Sundays and wash on Mondays and ironing on Tuesdays, et cetera, whatever it is. Aren't you glad if you live in a time where you can experience new things every day? So as long as you long for consistency, look to Jesus. His loving character never changes. He was, is, and will be. You all, in 2 Corinthians, the Bible says in chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Understand, you all, you're not the same no more. Walk into your newness. Be the one. Be the one. Be the one. Amen. To save your family. Hallelujah. Be the one that God said, because of Carol. Because of that, you can go and intercede for your family. and God will make that thing turn around right on time, right in the nick of time, right when it's about to take that person out, right when they're about to take their last breath, God will answer. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail it much. Come on now, let's shout. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. I'm so excited. I'm in a place of gratefulness. It's 12:30. I'm going to let you all go. God is with you. God is for you. Where will you be for God? Amen. Will you be for God? Will you be for God all day, every day of your life, in all your decisions? Amen. I understand you all. We fall short. But get back up. Because if you stay too long, it'll take you longer to get back. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's all in Jesus' name. Amen. That we come together, that we're saved, that we're blessed. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless everyone. I love you. I thank God for you. Go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God.
Oh, I
want to
see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.